Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I know that Rob is about to clip this, and you guys are going to turn it into some bit and try to make fun of me if it doesn't happen. But you know what? I don't care. Missouri's got a chance of making the college football playoff. It is impossible to look at their team, the talent that they have, how effectively this team can run the ball, and the quarterback that they have, and I think a pretty good defense. It is impossible to look at that and not think they got a shot. Now, you got to take care of business and you got to win the games that you're supposed to win. But this season, it feels like it comes down to five games for Missouri. And if Missouri can go 3-2 in those five games, they got a shot at making the college football playoff. Now, I think they'll be in the Tennessee SMU range from last year. I don't think that firmly puts you in the college football playoff, but you are very easily in that conversation of teams somewhere between 10 and 14 in the rankings that you are right there. So they got one more game that you don't really got to pay attention to. They play UMass at the crib. That's a game that you should walk all over UMass. You then get a bye, and then it's go time. They got Alabama at home. 11 a.m. homecoming. You got to figure out a way to beat Alabama. Certainly this Alabama team. This ain't the Alabama team that you and I grew up with. This Alabama team is very vulnerable. I saw them get pushed around by Florida State and not be able to stop the run. Oh, wait, Missouri might have the best running back in college football. That's a game you got to figure out a way to win if you're a playoff team. You then go on the road and play Auburn, a tough place to play. Auburn looked really good this past week against Oklahoma. Oklahoma just might be one of the three best teams in the SEC. They play Vanderbilt on the road, back-to-back games. They go on the road and play Auburn. They go on the road and play Vanderbilt. That is not an easy stretch. You got A&M at home, Mississippi State. You then close out the season on the road against Oklahoma and Arkansas. Missouri does not need to go undefeated. Missouri can lose, I think, two games. But you can't drop a game. No, I'm talking about their core five. Alabama, Auburn, Vanderbilt, A&M, Oklahoma. When all the other games you're supposed to, if you can go 3-2 in that stretch, Rob, I think that's going to be good enough for Missouri to go to the college football playoff this year as either the third or fourth team from the SEC.
I would love to pop on here and, you know, just spew hate and venom and just be like, you know, lean into my anti-Mizzou bag. I would love that. Man, Mizzou, you're 100% correct. Mizzou has the roster, the quarterback. They have everything to be in the college football playoff. They kind of remind me of Tennessee from last season, where Tennessee was, I know they were out quickly, but they were in the college football playoff. They were a 12 seed. They were an SEC team. Like, everything broke right for Tennessee, and then Nico chased the bag, and it's over for Tennessee. But that's kind of how I feel about Missouri. But, man, Missouri, what we thought at the beginning of the schedule, beginning of the year, was a schedule that was advantageous for the Tigers, suddenly looks really problematic for the Tigers. Because you laid it out. If you go 3-2 in those five, I think you have a real chance to make the college football playoff. The problem is those five all come back to back to back to back to back. It's not just five tough ones. It's five tough weeks all in a row. And our friend Bill Connolly, who runs the S&P rankings or ESPN.
That's just life in the SEC, what you're describing.
100%.
I mean, if you want to be a playoff team in the SEC,
you go 3-2.
That's
there.
Just the gauntlet you got to go through. Mm-hmm. And you also got to feel good. You don't play LSU. You don't play Texas. You don't play Georgia during that list. You don't play Tennessee also during that list, which, like, we're talking about six teams of the SEC. So I'm with you. I mean, maybe Missouri's not a playoff team. Maybe they go 8-4 in the stretch and we end up like, that was a good team. But if you're talking about competing for one of those playoff spots and you're probably a road team in that scenario, then this is the pathway to do it. You got to figure out a way to navigate this schedule. Let me ask you about your team quickly. Man, it's been a while, and maybe I'm forgetting, it's been a while since we've seen KU just put it on another Big 12 team. That game was never close. Maybe West Virginia 41-10 at the crib. Jalen Daniels threw for 3 touchdown passes. They ran a kick return back for a touchdown. Like, it's been a while since you've seen your Jayhawks tap dance on somebody the way that they did in conference play. They go on the road and play UCF. You would have to assume that's a win for the Jayhawks. You feel good about it. And then, I mean, I think you would say it's go time. On the road against Texas Tech, home against Kansas State. You also go on the road and play Iowa State this year. You also got Utah at the crib. I don't think the KU can win the Big 12, but they can certainly be a major player in the league and be a team that could win 8 or 9 games. They look to be that caliber of team this year.
I do not think KU is going to win the Big 12, but I don't think that we're going to, I think we're going to be talking about them as a team that is a game and a half back down the stretch. They will probably lose in Lubbock. Texas Tech looked really good against Utah over the weekend, so they'll probably lose in Lubbock. They'll probably lose in Ames. Iowa State has shown they're a better team right now than Kansas is. But you're telling me KU has 2 losses? They probably should win every other one of their games, and you're going into a week 13-14 matchup with Utah at home, and you're hoping, hey, maybe a team loses here and you can back your way into the Big 12 title game? Like, that's the conversation with Kansas is, can you be 3rd or 4th and put yourself in a position where, hey, if, you know, chaos starts to break out at the top of the league, can you slide your way into the conference title game? I don't think they will, but that's a KU is an 8-4, 9-3 type of team, and I think Mizzou is a 10-2 type of quality team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.